There you are. You look dashing, if you don't mind my saying so. No. No, don't stop. I need you. I sent for you, after all. The cave system can make strange echoes, and they can carry a voice far. It can even sound as if someone is speaking into the shell of your ear. You're almost there. Keep going. I promise it's worth the wait. The sound of your footsteps echo through the cavernous hallway as you continue. You've been walking for hours, following a map that was slipped under the door of your room at the inn, searching for the woman who left it. Her note said she had a proposition. And as you turn a corner, you see a figure standing in front of you. A beautiful woman with long, flowing hair and sparkling eyes. For a moment, you swear she looks familiar. The caverns open up behind her, revealing an underground grove of mushrooms, flush with green moss and spores that dance through the air. The woman smiles and walks towards you. Welcome, welcome, my dear wizard. I've been waiting for you. I'm glad you found our meeting spot. I see you're still holding my map. Did it help you? Ah, I knew you'd come because I know you. You can't resist a good mystery. And I know that you're the one I want in my adventuring party. Why? You're so modest. Because you're the best. Your spells are legendary. And I know that with you by my side, we'd be unstoppable. Who am I? What do I do? Fair questions. My name is Senna. I am good at finding secret places and slipping maps and notes into the hands of people undetected. What a strange question. Yes, sometimes I hurt people. Don't we all? And I usually use poison to do it, since I know you're curious about that too. Magic and stealth. It's a powerful combination. Your skills don't come cheap. Oh, come now. Let me get closer to you. Surely we can come to some arrangement. Don't we fit well together under the brim of your wizard hat? A non-negotiable price? You're so firm. I'm sure we can find a way to work something out. No, don't pull back, please. Just hear me out. I need you on my team, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Oh, you're curious. You should have never let me get this close. I know even more about you now, including how it feels to embrace you. How about this? If I can beat you in a game of chance, you'll lower your price. And if I lose, I'll do whatever you want. What did I have in mind? How about a game of dungeon dice? I'll assume that you taking the dice from me is a yes. Could you please conjure us a table, my dear wizard? Perfect. Thank you. I'll even let you have the first throw. Ooh, tough break. Allow me. Ah, an excellent roll on my part. I almost have you. Too bad. I really was willing to do anything. Throw again. Let's see if you can beat me. Oh, you lose and I win. And I've learned more about you. Like what? That you're honest? Someone with your skill could have easily tilted the magic table they made to give them an advantage. It's actually rather sweet that you played fair. I wasn't expecting that. Ah, you want to see my dice? What is that, a euphemism? Don't be a dirty wizard. This is a serious negotiation. Shame on you for making it sexual. Hey, you don't need to check my dice. They're not weighted. I'm just a lucky girl. But I need you. You're the best wizard in the land, and I can't complete my mission without you. And I know everything about you. You have to come with me. What do I know? What don't I know? You studied at the university in Nakim Lands rather than the one in the capital. You had a seat by the window, on the second floor. It was overlooking the quad where the dancers would train. Yes? Do you recognize me now? I would always dance at the front, so I could see you better. I caught you looking down at us sometimes. I would always hope you were looking for me. Oh, did you fall down? You're feeling woozy. Your hand hurts. Gosh, it'll be hard to cast spells like that. Poor thing. Don't get up. Poison dice?
No.
The map you held for hours was poisonous. The activator for it was on the dice. That way I could roll them without making you suspicious. I told you I was good. Did you think I would let you slip through my fingers after finding you again? I looked for years, cursing myself for not telling you how I felt. Don't struggle. You're not going to die. I won't allow it. You're safe. You're safe with me. Listen. Listen, I love you. I stalked you across half the empire for this moment. To feel you helpless in my arms. Why are you smiling? Is the poison making you delirious? You... what? You were looking for me when we danced outside. Say that again. Say what's in your heart. I never thought you would feel the same way. No, no, no antidote. You don't need it. The effects of the poison are temporary. I could never hurt you. I was just so focused on finding you, I never stopped to think you might. Yes, it's going to be okay. We can be together now. Forever. This is the start of our adventure.
Shh.
Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Breathe. Just breathe, darling. I've got you. And I'm never letting you go.
Shh.
Close your eyes.